Expanding the market for U.S. red meat. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. U.S. exporters met with buyers from across Africa in the first ever U.S. Meat Export Federation trade seminar in Ghana. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says Africa is critical to the U.S. industry's efforts to expand and diversify global markets for U.S. red meat.
We're here in Accra, Ghana for our first Africa USMEF Africa trade mission. And basically, it's our opportunity to bring in buyers from all over the continent. We have 12 countries represented here in Accra. And we have about 30 different exporting members of ours as well. So really, that's one of our core missions, is to bring buyers and sellers together, especially in these emerging markets that are still not developed today.
Hallstrom explains that a growing middle class in Africa presents an opportunity to grow beyond variety meats in Africa.
We're on the cusp of new business with beef variety meats in particular coming into this region regularly. But it's time to take the next step and get aggressive and really tell our story in these countries. And, a lot of the business starts with variety meats in these regions, but the real goal is to get the muscle cuts, whether it's beef muscle cuts or pork primal cuts like spare ribs, for example.
USMEF Africa Representative Matt Copeland explains the seminar was designed to build relationships with trusted partners across Africa.
Africa works off trust, relationship building, like most markets in the world. And so we wanted to make sure I could put the best possible delegates from the USA into the best possible buying room we could facilitate. So this room is full of 51 companies, 76 buyers, and I can tell you total value is over 140,000 tons of protein purchased a month. We have this emerging middle class, and those guys, one of the first things they do as they emerge is they want to spend money on a better experience. So we're going to take advantage of that wave. And the reality is all of the people in this room on the buying side, they've pioneered all of the big drama up until now. So, you know, we're really just going to benefit on them and trusted partnerships helping us interpret this market.
Heather Buckmaster, the executive director of the Oklahoma Beef Council, previously served in the Peace Corps in West Africa. She says the potential for U.S. beef exports to the region extends beyond variety meats.
I think what's interesting about Africa, and I would want U.S. beef producers to understand, that there is a wide level of demographics here. And so there's obviously a foundational need for our beef variety meats, but there's also just across the quality grade is an opportunity to move U.S. beef into this market. And then everything from hotel restaurants where there is a big tourist, there's a big convention. I mean, we've been here at the Labadi Beach Hotel at this conference center. There's been multiple conferences with individuals coming in across Africa for conferences. So that means there's more opportunity from the hotel restaurant standpoint for U.S. beef. So there's so much opportunity here in Africa.
Mark Boyd is with California-based Porky Products Incorporated. He talks about the opportunities that he sees in Africa.
There's certainly a need of affordable, high-quality protein in this market, which the U.S. will be in a good position to help fill in the coming years. There are some price point challenges in this market that we have to, you know, we have to see how we can fill. But with the increasing of the middle class projected over the next 10 years and the growing population, there's going to be enough market here for everybody, I think. And we're well positioned to take advantage of that.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.